Chapter 2. Abby raised her chin, climbed into her buggy, and started for the Farrell Ranch. It was northeast of town, a good step farther than her own family's homestead, and over the prairie with hardly a shrub to shade her way. When the house came into sight, it was like an oasis in a grass desert. She pulled the horse to a stop beneath an arching cottonwood. The house before her was impressive, with a distinctive southern flair. She had not seen it up close before, though the town had buzzed over it for months. Montgomery Farrell had chosen the site well, availing the shade of the trees already established by the creek that ran behind. Centered on the pink stone face of the lower story was a sweeping portico with white pillars and wide stone steps flanked by matching large-paned windows, and on the west side rose the narrow, arched windows of a room her eyes could only imagine. Abby raised her gaze to the white-painted second story, with its curved tower room at one end and five black-shuttered windows. So much glass dazzled her. Even the eaves and arches of the attic had small, rounded panes. She was impressed in spite of herself. The house was generally considered extravagant, showy, and improvident, and every mother in town hoped her daughter would live there as the wife of the handsome, cultured Montgomery Farrell. Abby's chin jutted. She had no such aspirations. She mounted the stairs and applied the large brass knocker to the door. It resounded hollowly, and Abby stepped back when it opened almost immediately. She stared into the grizzled black face of a man in a white coat and gray trousers.
"Yes, miss?"
She straightened. "I wish to see Mr. Farrell, please." He stepped back for her to enter, closing the door silently behind. The entry was like a cathedral, all arches and carved wood. She followed him into a parlor that would have held the entire living space of her family's farmhouse.